That last dub I just played, that was Ogun Dub. It's by Prince Farah, and it's actually from 1979, old track. Before that, I played Tumble Down Slow by Hounds of Hate. And I have one more song for you guys here. It's by Cotty. It's featuring Chef, and it's called Real Hustler. Hope you guys enjoyed the show, and enjoy. Real Hustler.
Something new, entertainment, the label. And you know how we do, on the hustle and the grind, hustle and bustle, 365, 24/7, it never stops. And it break it down. Watch it out, watch it out.
And a real, real hustler. We make it off the road and then pan on the stage. Now man, I bust it up. Come on, a real, real hustler. We struggle hard to make the ends meet. Now we show the man just bust it up. Come on, a real, real hustler. We make it off the road and then pan on the stage. Now man, I bust it up. Come on, a real, real hustler. We struggle hard to make the ends meet. Now we show the man just bust it up.
Yo, I said they come on respect like this, man. I'm like, well, I said. In the chair, them could all bet. Some a good hiding, them could all get. But right now, them full of regret. And I might time now get you off the set. Run things could have never forget. And I hear now them one bring all a check. And again, just will all a set. Cause I might add word that will all me rep. A nice me man could all a bet. Some cash your man could bring all a check. And yes, man could all a bet. Some big piece that some good argument. Watch me now like TV. And the next check, I man could all a set.
Come on, a real, real horse along. We make it off the road and then pan on the stage. Now man, I bust it up. Come on, a real, real hustler. We struggle hard to make the ends meet. Now we show the man just bust it up. Come on, a real, real hustler. We make it off the road and then pan on the stage. Now man, I bust it up. Come on, a real, real hustler. We struggle hard to make the ends meet. Now we show the man just bust it up.
COT, I'm live in the flesh with a live BA. I'm hype in the set. And I got the ladies climbing the next. This one tune things on a vibe that I set. She's like, hey, what am I gonna get? That girl right there's grimy, I bet. Nah, I ain't got time when I left back to the sh. Yo, not time that I jet. Car, they realize I'm a vet. Cause I'm blessed with beats inside of my head. Ratings, that's what I'm gonna get. Can't see right now, I'm climbing ahead. And you can put five on a bet. That I'm definitely gonna be hyper than them. I treat a man like pick me. You better hurry up, look what it's time for your bet.
Come on, a real, real horse along. We make it off the road and then pan on the stage. Now man, I bust it up. Come on, a real, real horse along. We struggle hard to make the ends meet. Now we show the man just bust it up. Come on, a real, real horse along.
I said you're looking good. Hammers, hammers.
I see she's looking good.
Like a good swing should.
Now look at here, girl. You get yourself a foul child. Sharpen up your axe. You swing it to the left. You swing it to the right. Wow, look at that girl in that green dress. She's chopping down trees all night. Hey, Timber. Chopping a baby. Wow, Timber. Chopping a baby. Everybody's in a Timber. Chopping a baby.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And you are now locked into the Barn Burner. Thank you, Kai, who was our guest programmer for the listening hour, which happens to be right before my show. So thanks, Kai, for that little jazzy and dubstep set that you put on. It was really nice. I'm in a kind of a easygoing mood, so it kind of worked well with my mindset today. The first song you heard was from the severely underappreciated Eddie Bo, the rhythm and blues man from New Orleans, with his song Timber, which should have turned into a dance. Because if you hear that, yeah, I don't know, it just seems like it would have been a great, you know, you could do the twist, but you could also do the timber and maybe do some form of log chopping motion. Maybe it was an underground, you know, rhythm and blues dance craze in the deep south of the United States. You never know. Got some good stuff coming up for you on today's show. You are listening, obviously, to Booker T and the MGs underneath me. Other southern rhythm and blues legends that need no introduction. Let's get things going on the rhythm and blues tip. Coming at you is The Falcons with I Found a Love, featuring a still relatively unknown Wilson Pickett. Let's do it.
Don't leave me, baby. Yeah.
Rain, player.
Cash. Bling. Dollar bill. Green. C notes. Benjamins. Checks. Money orders. Credit card. Monthly direct deposit. Give us your money online at CITR.ca. That way you don't even have to put pants on. Your pledge supports the station for an entire year. Help CITR reach its fundraising goal of $30,000. CITR Fund Drive 2010. November 16th to 25th. To donate, please call 604-UBC Unit or visit CITR.ca.
Every time I walk down the street, it's you I always meet. You know you're begging me to take you back. Now come on, why don't you come out of your act? Because I don't want you no more. I don't want you no more. Every time I go to a dance, I go looking for a new romance. Turn around and I look in your face. Look at here. Why don't you find some other place to go? Yeah, to go. I don't want you no more. I don't want you no more. You told me a long time ago that you didn't want me around no more. Here you come on your hands and knees. You know you're begging me to take you back, please. But I don't want you no more.
Money was a crying shame.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car.
Mary Lou,
jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Well, she left from Detroit to go to Kalamazoo. Met her about the night, a fool like you. Met her a rich man who was mad and had two kids. She stole that cat until it flipped till live.
Mary
Lou, she took my watch and chain.
Mary
Lou, she took my diamond ring. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Well, I put a detective on her trail. Post office so that they could trace the mail. She got picked up and then was sent to jail. She clipped the judge just to pay her bill.
Mary
Lou, she took my watch and chain.
Mary
Lou, she took my diamond ring.
Mary
Lou, she took
the keys to my Cadillac car.
Mary Lou.
Jumped in my kitty and then drove her for Mary Lou. The post office so that they could trace the mail. She got picked up and then was sent to jail. She flipped the judge just to pay her bill. Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and then drove her far. Well, she came back to town about a week ago. She told me she was sorry, she had hurt me so. I had a 55 Ford and a $2 bill. The way she took that man, she gave me a chill. Mary Lou, she took my watch and chain. Mary Lou, she took my diamond ring. She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and then drove her for Mary Lou.
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou,
Mary Lou.
That last song is a bona fide classic. That was Young Jesse with the original version of Mary Lou, which was later made famous by Rockin' Ronnie Hawkins and the bunch of young Canadians that would soon to be known as the band. But the original one is a real thumper. I love it. Young Jesse would actually go on to be part of the Robins and then the Coasters of Yak the Yak fame, but definitely one of my favorite old rhythm and blues tracks, Mary Lou. Before that, we had Melvin Davis on a new release of old material from Vampy Soul, and it is fantastic. Melvin Davis was a songwriter, a drummer, a performer, a producer, an arranger, a label owner. His bands have included everyone from a pre-Temptations David Ruffin to a post-MC5 Wayne Kramer. His drumming helped define the Miracles, Motown Smash, Tears of a Clown, and also drove the Lyman Woodward's trio double-sided funk masterpiece River Rogue It's Your Thing, and became some of the standards that Detroit was kind of known for. So Melvin Davis, can't say enough. And our music director said that if that re-release does not climb up the charts, then he's going to eat a bug. So, Luke, I am going to hold you to that. We're going to switch gears now a little bit and play some country music from one of my new favorite artists. His name is Caleb Calder, and the name of the track is Worn Out Shoes. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The number here, if you want to make a request, is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. If you'd like to email me a request, you can reach me at bobby@bobbyferris.com. If you would like to stream this program online, you can go to www.citr.ca or www.bobbyferris.com. Pay attention, listeners. Funding drive is coming up soon, and we will be needing your pledges. I will be actually out of the country next week for when my pledge drive show is supposed to be on. I will be making a pre-recorded show, but I encourage all of you out there to keep listening to the station, listen to the funding drive PSAs, and make a donation. Your donations are what help keep the station afloat and keep the fantastic programming like the Barn Burner running smooth. So, yes, get ready. And also, funding drive is also just a fantastic, fantastic time of year at the radio station. Always a lot of fun to be had. And DJs are always throwing out their best material. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM for the next 2 weeks. Well, forever if you're a listener. if you're a long-time listener. But next 2 weeks, funding drive should be fun. Here's a little Caleb Calder for you. This is Worn Out Shoes on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Oh, I'm standing on a hill.
Without CITR filling the airways, that's what you would hear. Vancouver would lose an essential source of independent and diverse music and spoken word programming. And we know that commercial radio doesn't play what we play. Vancouver would lose multicultural programming, community and student access to media, and all the shows and events CITR sponsors. But really, we don't want to imagine this world. So support CITR during this fund drive. Call 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT, or online at citr.ca/donate. The unique sounds of CITR radio are possible only through your continued support. Call 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT, or online at citr.ca/donate.
CITR Fund Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit citr.ca to learn more.
K catch me in the morning when I'm feeling better. The gig was really hard on my head last night. I said some things to you I was not supposed to say. Don't think it came out quite right.
was the incomparable Mr. Doug Somm, featuring the Creedence Clearwater Revival rhythm section. Interesting. Hey, kids. Yeah, that was from the album Groover's Paradise that he released in the 70s. And before that, we had an outlaw country act out of Flint, Michigan called Whitey Morgan and the 78s. And that's their new self-titled album. It's on Bloodshot. It's quite good. If you like the Waylon and Willie stuff or the Billy Joe Schaefer and Merle Haggard vibe, I think you should definitely go and pick it up because it's no-nonsense, non-posturing country and western music, the kind that I like. Okay, let's turn it up a notch. We had a nice easy going, early afternoon because it was the headspace that I was in. Might have had one or two beers too many last night at a rock and roll concert at the Rickshaw. Tyler, you know how that feels. Mm-hmm. You know, one or two beers too many at the rock and roll show. You know what happens, right?
I know all about it.
Yeah. Yeah. These things happen. So you start off your set with, a little bit easier going. And then you just kind of, you move into your day. So, here are the Black Keys with She's Long Gone off their new album, Brothers. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's do this.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Yeah.
Run out to the store and buy this album. That's J. Roddy Walson and The Business, and the track was Brave Man's Death. It's on Vagrant. Go quickly get it. I saw them open for Deer Tick last week, and they blew doors on everybody. They were amazing. People called them back for an encore, but they were the opening band, so the venue would not let them return to the stage. But yeah, that is a fantastic little album. They're like Southern Glam. I don't know how else to describe it. It's really good stuff. Best rock and roll record front to back that I've heard actually this year. So definitely be making my 2010 top 10 if I decide to throw that out, maybe on the website or something. Yeah, and also just the sonics behind the production. It does sound like they were kind of obviously around the South in Chapel Hill in North Carolina and those areas, Georgia, when you know, the Flaming Lips were kind of touring around there, and maybe some of the Elephant Six stuff, because it does, it's very interesting production as well. Anyways, enough of me rattling on about Jay Roddy. It is my wife's birthday today. Remember, the 5th of November. That's why I will never forget it. It's great. I wish there was a jingle for my anniversary, too, because then it would be much easier. But I won't forget that either, honey. Anyways, I'm going to play a song for my wife. And yes, we actually, my wife and I, will be going on our honeymoon on Sunday to Hawaii. Yeah, I know everybody's super jealous.
Congratulations.
Tyler, what do you want me to bring you back?
Spam.
Hawaiian spam? What does that have, pineapple in it?
No, spam is like the national food of Hawaii.
Are you serious?
They're big on spam there.
They're huge on spam.
Am I on microphone?
Yeah, you're on spam. Because I really want to hear about this.
Spam too?
Yeah, you're on spam too. I didn't realize that spam was so huge
in the dedicated restaurants. They've got all these dishes, like Hawaiian national dishes, made out of spam. They're wild for it there. I don't know why. Maybe it's
kind of
World War II leftover culture. Who knows? Like
that
maybe the military
sense.
Base culture of World War II, like.
We need something that'll survive a bombing, right? So everybody had like spam, or you know, they might
part of the military.
Exactly, and because the Navy was all, you know, stationed there and stuff like that, right? So they probably
there was
had
a
all
big
these,
naval
like,
presence in Hawaii.
Well, that's
indeed.
Right, yeah. So there's probably it's you know
that's my guess. I'm just spitballing here off the top of my
but,
head.
But you know that's I like that though. I think that's a pretty well thought out answer, and maybe on Midway too. There's lots of spam.
Yeah.
Maybe in all these like you know, Polynesian ports of call, spam's a big thing. But I will. Okay. Well, I'm going to make sure I'm going to try to hit a spam restaurant there.
Hit it up. Apparently, it's.
I guess it's going to. I mean, I don't mind spam itself. I mean, it's.
They make like spam sushi.
Spam sushi. Let me think. Yes, I think I would eat
spam,
that.
Spam nigiri, I guess, is what it would be. Yeah,
spam nigiri. That's right. We just spam on top of a little rice.
Spam
pilaf.
On top of rice with some. It sounds miserable. Spam with rice and seaweed. Sounds like a nightmare. But I
it's
imagine,
like someone let your 3-year-old run amok in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
next to the bay.
So, okay, well, so, yes, I will be bringing Tyler back a can of spam. I digress.
Give me some military sushi.
Get some military sushi. Maybe I'll get it with one of those, like, Hawaiian hula babes or whatever, holding a can of spam.
If you can bring back a babe.
A babe, like, yeah, like a real.
With the spam. I'll take that, too.
Okay, spam and a babe for Tyler.
Yeah.
And this one's for my wife. This is The Strokes with Hawaii on The Barn Burner. Don't usually play The Strokes on the show, but this is a whole lot of rock and roll
Strokes
fun.
Strokes rule.
The Strokes do rule, yeah. Sometimes they don't fit my format, but I do love The Strokes. And I loved, actually, I got this as a single. I bought it on CD that was a B-side of their first single they released off their last album. Actually, Tyler, you know, you love The Strokes and you're pretty Strokes savvy. The new album is supposed to be coming out pretty soon, isn't it? Have you heard anything on that?
I have not.
They were in the studio last summer, but I don't even know what's going on with that. But anyways, there will be a new Strokes album coming out. So, without further ado, here is The Strokes with Hawaii on The Barn Burner.
slow or you let me go. Whether you tell me something I did not know. Whether you're neat and polite or you scream and fight. Whether you keep something from me that I would not like. Still my favorite attitude in this world so far is a friendless spirit of an iron heart. I like the way folks are in this most special place. I don't care what happens, I'm too gonna play.
Hawaii. We've almost come to the end of another installment. Actually, I've pretty much come to the end of another installment of the Barn Burner. Radio Zero with Tyler will be coming at you next. I'm going to leave you with one more, an oldie from the Tight Bros from way back when. One of my favorite band names ever. Be good to one another, and stick around for Radio Zero. And remember to pre-pledge for Funding Drive. And I will see you when I return from my holiday. Wahaha. Oh, and stay tuned. I'm going to do a pre-recorded show for it next week. So there will be plenty of goodness for the Barn Burner. Just pretend that I'm... you can even pretend that I'm behind the seat. I just won't be. It'll just be a pre-recording. But it'll be a lot of fun, because I'm going to do a bassless show. That's right. Stick around, because I'm going to be a show with no bass. Really trebly. I guess, but bands featuring no bass. Anyways, here are the Tight Bros from way back when, and tune in next Friday for another fun installment of the Barn Burner.